You said you also made it clear to the Crown Prince that Canada stands up for human rights. How can you say that to him, knowing that we are still selling those light armored vehicles? Is there not a contradiction in that?
This is a question that comes up not just in regards to Saudi Arabia, but in regards to a broader array of countries that have different levels of defense of human rights than Canadians have and Canadians expect. We try to look for constructive ways to have relationships that lead us to being able to be very frank on human rights, while at the same time look for a way where you're not, sort of shaking your fist at someone and saying you've got to change, in an expectation that alone will have them change.
Is the contract impossible to break?
There are reflections ongoing around that.
So just so I'm clear, though, the contract could be broken. It's possible.
As I highlighted, the contract has particular provisions, both for confidentiality and around significant penalties in the billions of dollars. And it was a contract that was signed by the previous government, and we are looking at it, obviously.